I went to Iran. Alright. What time now, please?
It's 5:05.
Alright. I will tell this and finish it. I went to Iran. My sister, maybe you, and my husband, my niece's husband, all they were Muslims, but they will never accept that Mir Baba's God. So it was, I never came in their world, and never, they never came into my world. Always there was a gap between me. I was wholly on Mir Baba's side, and they were wholly against Mir Baba. This was a nice thing in the house, you know, you see, you know. So many people one side, only Aroba one side. When I would enter the house, I would say, Jai Baba, not Salam. Salam is a Muslim, yes, Salam. But they never would say, Jai Baba. They would reply me, Salam. So, there was a boy. His name was Ghulam Hussain, in the houseboy of 10, 11 years, houseboy. That houseboy, I don't know what it happened, his sanskaras or Baba's grace on this boy. That boy immediately turned to my side. When I would say, Jai Baba, he would say loudly, Jai Baba, and he would not say Salam. This would burn indirectly my relatives. That this servant, our servant, says, Jai Baba, whereas we say Salam. Alright. One time, my sister gave me 14 kilos of nuts, pistachios, raisin, and walnuts, almonds. She was my sister, I was her brother. She gave me 14 kilos. I took it, not because I got the things, eatables, just because my sister gave me. But at the same time, I was reluctant to take it and to eat it. I said, all right. Give me. I came to Tehran. I was in Tehran for 48 hours because I went to Pakistan embassy, to India embassy to take visa to come to India via Zahira and land route, Baluchistan, Quetta, Karachi. So at Tehran, a sharp voice came to my ear. Before you take these eatables to India, ask Baba's permission. Baba did not appear in my dream. A sound came, a voice came, very clearly and all in English. Before you take these eatables to India, ask Baba's permission. So in the morning I took bath. I have my unique ways. My ways is apart from the mandali. I wholly and solely believe that my Baba is God. Wherever problem comes, I go to Baba, put in cheeks before him, take one. Whatever Baba says, I do that. So I put two cheeks before Baba. One, take these eatables with you to India. In the other, don't take these eatables with you to India. And Baba Lavar, he was a taxi owner, Baba Lavar, friend of mine, me, he was there. And the owner of the house, a lady, Hawaiian Kapoor, was there. So, in front of them, I put the cheek before Baba and took one. It came, don't take, diese trotzdem. Immediately, we took it up, put it into the taxi, and I said, these are not mine. I will not carry this. And I gave it to the Tehran Center to give to others in any way they like. And then the Iran people said, now what about you? I told them, with your money, you purchase the same thing, same quantity, same quality, and give me, and I carry it. I brought. Now tell me, why Meher Baba did this? My sister gave me, Baba rejected. What is the mystery in this? I tell you. You will not be able to explain. Baba does not like impurity into purity. There's a cup of, there's a glass of good water, you know. The glass of good water. Clean water. You put one drop of urine inside, you know, it becomes polluted, undrinkable. So because the heart of my sister was not accepting Meher Baba's God, so this was unacceptable to Meher Baba and discarded. And the money with which she had bought these, because the money belonged to her. When the heart is not pure, so what the money will be impure. So with the impure money, you buy this, the thing become impure. See, Baba is very particular. Baba doesn't never accept a little here or there. He wants just a straight line, not a little here or there. If you make a mistake, one time, two times, he tolerates, then in dream he comes, appears, corrects us. But if we continue to do same thing, then Baba will be displeased. When Baba become displeased, Baba throw us again. He will be not then Abbas. He is soft. He is just as soft as butter. And he is as hard, more hard than the, what's called?
Diamond.
Diamond is harder than a steel. Yes, harder than that. But we, our action, our behavior compels him to take the other way. Not like this. One day I was sitting at Guru Prasad. Baba told me, go and into the latrine and imprison yourself there. I just, like a robot, you know, robot. I got up and I went there and I closed the door. After some minutes, Iris came. Baba calls me out. I came. Nothing happened to me, you know. He is master, he is God. But why he tells us this? He never does the thing. It is our action, my action, my behavior compels him to take that line. If we say Meher Baba did, that is wrong. We compel him to do like that, you know. It's a ball. The ball is here, ball. This ball by itself will not jump, you know. When you take it up, you throw it down, it jumps. Isn't it correct? Rubber ball. Mm-hmm. So, in this way, Meher Baba does not do anything displeased, not good, displeasure to us. We compel him to do. Sometimes, I break the order. I broke the order. I disobeyed him. I did a thing which he did not like it. Then, like that. And whatever he does, whatever he does, is for my goodness. You see, the third line of this. مزن به چون و چرا آدم که بنده مقبل قبول نو چو بشنوی سخون اهل دل مکو که خطا سخن شناس نهی دل برا خطا اینجا about what you hear from the master never say it is wrong because my dear the fault lies in your own incapacity to understand never harm anyone or insult anyone or does a wrong thing to anyone. We are the one who compels him to do that line. More, yes, more you can get next week, Tuesday, 11 o'clock. Next Tuesday, 28th of this month. Because after that, I go to Bombay. If you want to hear Aloha, you have to go to Bombay. That says, meow! Thank you, Jai Baba.